Hello, and welcome back to Small Business Sales and Strategy. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk faith today and building your business God's way. We're going to talk about some things to do and not do in your business, some pitfalls and some traps that I've fallen into personally, and just some things to be aware of as you move through this journey called small business. So let's dive in. Are you an overwhelmed business owner who struggles to meet your sales goals, but you feel like you're working so hard? Hey, I'm Lindsay, a Jesus-following wife and mom of four. I'm also an award-winning medical device sales rep turned sales and business strategist, and I'm so glad you're here. Welcome to the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. I'm here to help you develop the skills and strategies you need to sell your services and products with ease, so that you can grow your business, serve your community well, and ultimately live the life you dream of. Grab your coffee and a notebook, or your tennis shoes, and take me on a walk. You're in the right place. Are you ready to dive in? Let's go. Welcome back to the show, friends. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of Small Business Sales and Strategy. Today, we're going to talk a little bit of strategy from the faith perspective. And even if you're not a Christian, I hope you will still stay with me here because I think there are some really great nuggets for all of us, whether you are a Christian or not, to glean from this information today. But before we dive in, I want to remind you to join my free Facebook community. We are growing very quickly in the last several weeks. I've been putting a lot of focus on inviting and sharing that group with a lot of women entrepreneurs. So if you or your friends and or your friends are in small business, we would love to have you in there. There are tons of women inside that business with tons and tons of experience in a vast array of fields. And so if I don't know the answer to something that you ask inside that group, someone in there likely does. And going forward, we're going to have some free trainings, some educational pieces, and I hope it is a place that you can come ask questions and feel supported. So make sure you join that group as quickly as you can. Check the show notes for that link to Facebook. Okay, so today we're talking about building business God's way. And I've actually been studying up on this, so I thought I'd share what I have learned so far. And I'm going to give you five ways to build your business God's way in no particular order. These are just my notes and the order that my notes are in. This is not necessarily in the order that you should be prioritizing. It's just, again, this is how my notes were created. So the first step is building your community. It is clear in scripture that we are meant to be part of a community. We are not meant to be isolated, and that is something that the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to isolate ourselves. He wants us to withdraw. He wants us to pull away. And as business owners, especially if we are trying to do business God's way, we need to have a community of other believers to bounce ideas off of, to support, and for them to support us as well. So building our community is super important, and making sure that you're not isolating yourself as a business owner, because as a business owner, all of the hats are on you, especially in the beginning. And it can be a very lonely, lonely journey if you do not have other business owners supporting you and surrounding you and brainstorming with you. That is probably the biggest thing that I have learned in this whole small business journey, is who I surround myself with impacts my business directly. Now, obviously, there are some scriptures that back up this community building idea. Matthew 18:20 says, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among them." And then Ecclesiastes 4 talks quite a bit about two being better than one. Ecclesiastes 4:9 says, "Two are better than one because they have a good return on their labor. If either of them falls down, one can help the other up. But pity anyone who falls and has no one to help them up." And then it goes on to say in verse 12, "Though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves. But a cord of three strands is not quickly broken." So as business owners, I really want you to think about who is in your community. And if you don't have one, search for one. You can join my free community. We are a bunch of women business owners and women in small business that are there to support you. And if that is what something that you need, please join us. We would love to help you brainstorm and come up with new ideas for growth in your business. Okay, that was just a shameless plug there for my free community, but please do join us if you are looking for a group of supported women. Okay, number two, again, in no particular order, serve. Serve your community, serve your customers, and serve your team if you have one. If you don't quite have a team yet, focus on serving your community, where you live, and the people in it, and serve your customers well. We've talked about this many times on this podcast, and one of the ways that we can serve our customers and our communities well is knowing what problems they have. So part of building your community and then serving your community and customers is asking questions. So make sure as a business owner that you are constantly asking what your customers need and what problems they have. Send out a survey, talk to your neighbors, talk to your current customers. Really hone in. If you don't have current customers yet and you're just getting started, do some market research. Go to your professional organizations and look at what market research they have done. Look at Facebook groups and ask for feedback from the general public. People are willing to give you their opinion. They will love to give you their opinion. You just have to ask. There are also many scriptures on doing good in your community. Galatians 6:9 is talking about letting us not grow weary from doing good. 2 Thessalonians 3:13, Colossians 3:23, and 1 Peter 4:10 all talk about doing good things in your community and for your customers, and you will reap the rewards of doing those things. And another piece of serving your community and your customers and your team well is remembering your why. So if you have to post it somewhere, if you have to put it on the screensaver on your computer or on your phone, remember your why and continually reference back to why you started this journey in the first place, who it is that you're serving, what problems that you solve, and why you are doing what you are doing. And that why may have nothing to do with your business other than being in small business allows you to be present for your family. And your why might change over time, but really focusing in on your why of your small business and why you do it will really help you stay focused on serving your community and serving your customers and serving your team. All right, number three is a doozy. So this one is my biggest struggle in working in general, but also in small business, because we do wear so many hats, there is always something to be done. And there is always something that is getting pushed aside because you're putting out this fire or you're putting out that fire. So number three is breaking up with busyness to create some margin. Hustle culture is alive and well, and it creates speed and disillusionment and noise and demands that really sometimes aren't even important. And we can slowly but surely become addicted to busy. And I will talk about this later on some episodes, I'm sure. But I have been pretty much addicted to being busy my whole life and performing and doing all the things and being all the things. And symptoms of being busy are waking up exhausted and overwhelmed. We go, go, go from sunup to sundown. We feel tired and anxious and cranky all the time. We believe we have to hustle or things won't get done. No one else can do what we do, and we won't be able to afford the lifestyle that we're living. We feel like we have to be busy to be of value, and we feel burned out in life, in motherhood, in marriage, in business, in school, whatever it is that you're doing, we feel burned out as a symptom of busy. No matter how much we accomplish, we feel empty, and we try to be in control, but we feel the exact opposite. We are always checking our schedules and checking our emails and checking our texts and checking our social media. And I am preaching to the choir here, y'all. This is as much for me as it is anyone else, but we have to break up with being busy. So here's my question. When someone asks you, how have you been? Or what have you been doing? What is your immediate answer? Because mine is typically, oh, we've just been busy. But why do I say that? What is it about our culture or about our world or about our places as small business owners and women and moms and all the things, all the hats that we wear? What is it about being busy? Because busyness for me is miserable. It's absolutely miserable because we run from one place to the next. We are constantly stretching ourselves too thin. When we stretch ourselves too thin, we're then stretching our kids too thin because we're putting them in all these 47 different activities, maybe 43 of them they don't even like, but we feel like they have to have their schedules, right? Like it's this never-ending cycle of hurry up, be busy, hustle, hustle, hustle. And what that actually does is it creates errors in our judgment and we miss opportunities for creativity, for conversation. We fail to focus on the important people or issues in our lives, in our personal lives, and in our businesses. And we may say some things we regret. We may shortchange some relationships and we probably react more than we think before we speak, right? Ladies, we have to break up with being busy. It is okay to not have plans every minute of the day. It is okay to sit and think and have some quiet time about what you want your business to look like. It is okay to have some structured dreaming time about where you want the next 6 months or 12 months or 3 years or 5 years or 10 years to be, where you want those to be, because otherwise, we sit and spin our wheels and we end up in a place that we really didn't want to go to or that we really didn't want to take our business to. We're not passionate about it. It doesn't align with our why. We're not serving our communities anymore. And we need to make sure that we're really focusing in on what do we want this to look like. So I'm going to really challenge you to create some margin in your business. And that margin will allow you to show up in your business in a way that you intend to, being intentional with your time and your energy and your space. And it will allow you to be intentionally present with your family as well. Because if you create margin and then you create in your business and then you create margin in your personal lives, you'll be more creative. You will find that you have time to work through problems in a reasonable manner. Your brain will have some clarity. We're going to talk about creating margin in the next episode, but I really want you to think about your calendar, think about where you're spending your time and how much you're trying to pack into a day. I am the queen of packing 20 pounds of potatoes into a 5-pound sack and thinking that I can get it all done and then being disappointed with myself that I've packed 20 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound sack. And spoiler alert, I can't get it all done. I can't pack 20 pounds of potatoes into a 5-pound sack on my calendar and in my personal life and in my kids' lives, right? I can't do it all. I can't get it all done. So we need to be reasonable with ourselves and let's talk about creating margin in the next episode so we can move on to number 4. But I could spend all day talking about busyness and calendar management and making sure that we are not overrunning our schedules and not allowing ourselves to have some creative free time so that our brains can function well. So one piece of scripture is John 15:2. He cuts off every branch not producing fruit and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit so that they will produce even more. So again, let's take a look at where we're spending our time, where we're spinning our wheels, and let's create some margin. Let's prune back what it is that we're doing and what it is we're allowing into our worlds as far as our calendars and activities are concerned so that we have some creative time and we have some downtime. That's where our problems get solved Have you ever gone on a walk? I go on walks. That's how I like sort through things as physical activity for myself. And so have you ever gone on a walk and then all of a sudden the solution just, you've been thinking about this problem and maybe even praying about the problem and all of a sudden it just becomes crystal clear? That's why you're giving yourself some creative and free time for your brain to function and not be busy or hurried or hustling. And then again, there's Psalms 46:10, be still and know that I am God. One of the things that I think we try to do in the busy hustle, hurry type of culture that we're in is we try to control everything. And we are not God. God is God. Let him control. He's in control. We are not. So we need to make sure that we are stilling our minds and focusing on him. Number four is we are going to focus on the who more than the what. So we are going to focus on our identity, who we are, and whose we are. And we are going to focus on who we serve more than we are going to focus on our goals. When God gives us a vision for where we are going, and when I say we, I mean me and God or you and God, along that journey, he's going to form and shape us, and he's going to continue to push us to rely on him. And during those formations, we are learning more about being a human being, not a human doing. God isn't the one that's in control, and he is the one that is stepping before us, right? He's the one that is out before us. Before we get there, he knows. And when we are focusing on being a human being, we can focus on people. And that is what we do in this small business sales and strategy podcast community. We focus on who we are serving. We are focusing on our own integrity. We're focusing on what problems our community and our customers have, right? We're focusing on the who. We're not focusing on more on our goals than we are on the people that we are serving. Now, I am not at all, do not mistake me here. I want to be very clear. I am not saying you should not have goals. You should 100% have goals. You should have a plan for those goals, and you should be taking action towards meeting those goals. We are not going to not have goals, okay? Like, I just want to make sure that you hear me here. We are going to have goals. We're going to have a plan. We are going to take action, and we are going to meet our goals. If we are not meeting our goals, we are going to change the plan. We are not going to change the goal, okay? But what we're going to do during those action-taking steps is we are going to focus on who we are. We're going to focus on the process, what we are learning, and the people that we are serving more than we are going to focus on the goal and the end result. Because when we only focus on the goal and the end result, that's when sales is slimy. That's when it turns yucky, and that is when you stop serving your community and your customers, and you start looking out for yourself, and that's called greed. And we are not greedy in this space. We are servants. We are obligated to sell our service and our product because we know that it solves problems, and we are serving our communities by solving their problems. So we're going to focus on the who and not the end result. All right. And finally, last but not least, and again, in no particular order, number five is share your vision with your community. Sharing your vision creates accountability within your cohort, within your community, within the people that are supporting you. And maybe that's your family. Maybe that's your husband. Maybe that is your mom or your sister or your best friend. But you have to share your vision of what it is and what you want this to look like, because they will help guide you with that vision in mind. It keeps your vision fresh. It keeps your vision in front of other people so that they can say, hey, Lindsay, I know you really think that this might be a good idea, but you told me 4 weeks ago or 4 years ago that your vision was this. Has that changed? Has your vision for this changed? Has God shown you something new? Because if he hasn't, then we need to go back to that vision, and we need to make sure that what we're doing is aligning with the vision that you have for your business. In the Bible, it talks about sharing your vision, and where there is no vision, the people will perish. You can replace perish with the people will stop caring. When you don't share your vision, it becomes stale. It's no longer fresh. It will kind of wither away because it's not front and center of where it is that you know you should be going, and God has shown you that where he wants you to be. But if you don't keep that in front of you and you don't have others to help you hold yourself accountable to that vision, then you will get sidetracked and there will be squirrels and you will be caught up in the hustle culture and you'll be doing all of these activities and feel like you're getting nowhere. Now listen, I want to share something with you because I think this is an important piece of vision, is that real vision is going to make you vulnerable. It's going to make you feel very uneasy sharing it because it's going to be probably so big of a dream or a vision, it's going to almost feel far-fetched. It's going to feel unattainable, and it's going to feel like there's no flipping way. But that's the point, y'all. The point is when God gives you a vision, you can't do it without him. You will not reach that vision without his help. And the other thing about vision is that you need to write it down. I don't know if I said that earlier because I was probably on my soapbox there for a sec, but we need to write it down. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so the herald may run with it. In other words, write it down so that the runner can carry the correct message to the others. Hebrews 6:10-12 says, God is just. He will not forget your work and the love you show him as you serve and help his people. Be diligent to the very end so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We do not want you to become lazy, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what is promised. So let's recap on 5 ways to build your business God's way. And I'm going to say sorry, but I'm not sorry that I was on some soapboxes there, but somebody out there needs to hear it. And even if you don't need to hear it, I need to be reminded of it. So here it is again. Number one, we're going to build up our communities. We are going to make friends in the small business space, even if that's not your cup of tea. And even if you rest on the excuse of being an introvert or not good at making friends, there is someone out there that is struggling just like you are. And together you can make a really great team and support system for each other. And if you can't find that locally, or there's nothing, no place for you to go to meet other business owners, please join my free Facebook community. I would love to have you in there. It's a quickly growing little group. We are small but mighty still, and we would love to have you join us. All right, number two, we're going to serve our communities, we're going to serve our customers, and we're going to serve our team. And then number three, we're going to opt out of hustle culture, and we're going to create margin. We're going to break up with being busy. We're going to be very intentional with our time. Number four is focus on the who more than the what. We are going to focus in on who we are, who we are serving, and the process and the learning along the way more than we are going to focus on the end result and the action steps of our goals. Because if we are meeting our customers' goals, we will meet our own goals. And when we solve our customers' problems, we will solve our problems, because that means we will continue to bring in more customers. And that's what we all want, right? So we're going to focus on the who more than the what. Then we are going to also, number five, share our vision. We're going to share our vision with our community that we've built in step number one. We're going to share our vision because it's going to hold us accountable, and it's going to keep our vision fresh and in front of our eyes so that we are continually working towards fulfilling that vision. Woo, girls, this episode was a little longer than I normally do, but I just feel very called to share those things because many of us are running around like lunatics and we are booking ourselves. We're overbooking ourselves. We're overbooking our kids. We're overbooking our families. And then we wonder why we're so flippin' tired and exhausted and cranky and snippy and all the things. So let's build our communities. Let's serve them well. Let's opt out of being busy. Let's just break up with it altogether. let's focus on the who more than the what, and let's share our vision with each other so that we can help each other realize those dreams. Okay, thank you so much for joining me in this episode again on the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. Thank you so much for being here. If you have not already done so, I would love it. It would bless me big time if you would leave a review on Apple. And if you would show this show to a friend, if you would share it with a friend who is a small business owner or who is maybe somebody in sales, I would love it if you would share it with a friend. And next week, we are going to talk about creating margin and how to do that. So I hope you will tune in again next week. As always, I am praying for you. I'm praying for your business. And I am praying that you are thriving right where you are and enjoying the process along the way. All right. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Small Business Sales and Strategy Podcast. If you found this info useful, will you please leave me a review wherever you are listening? It will not only bless me, but it will also help others find this podcast as well. I'd also love to connect with you, so don't forget to join my free Facebook community for business women. The link is in the show notes. And last but not least, if you'd like to snag a sales and marketing strategy session with me so you can start 2024 off on the right foot, email me at hello@lindseyfletcher.co. Thank you again for listening, and we'll chat next week.